Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Hey, this is Leslie Swink with your tip of the week. My tip is to create a social media plan and then make sure that you schedule time to execute that plan. You can find me at swinksocialco.com.
So, hey there, people. Thanks for coming back. Hey, this month, we're still going to finish out the marketing month.
Yes, yes. So we're gonna February.
Yeah, just me and Robert. We don't have a guest this week, but hey, we're going to finish up with marketing and give you some tips on that and do's and don'ts, I guess. I don't know.
Do's and don'ts?
I don't know.
Well, I guess the best part of what not to do for marketing is not to do marketing.
Oh, that's okay.
I know, that was pretty deep. So next month, we're going to do education. March is going to be talking about education, the pros and cons of education, getting educated.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to have a great discussion on whether you should spend your money in education or gear.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go into that now. Right now, we're going to talk about marketing.
That's right.
And how we market. So that should be very interesting.
Yes.
So
I was looking at my phone, looking at some stuff. So for the episode, for this
So before we get in the episode, one thing that I want to talk about, just because it's interesting, is Jim Felder, the amazing designer, has created a. Well, I'm just going to say it's pretty kick-ass logo.
Well, it's for you Fuji lovers, for Fuji film users.
In Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, yeah.
Which I think is great. And I was thinking the other day, because we do have, you know, there's always between all of the different brands, there's always somewhat of a rivalry going on.
Not
I think.
Only rivalry, but there's a bunch of diehards. You know, there's always those diehards that are, oh, I'm only Nikon, or you kind of want to support the brand you're shooting. You know, you want to go wholeheartedly in. You want to go all in. You know, I'm a Nikon user, and you know that's what I'm using. I'm gonna buy a t-shirt, or I'm gonna buy this or that to promote. That's what I shoot. You know?
Right, right, absolutely. So there are some diehards that sometimes get a little cray-cray. Like, I ran to a few of them on Thursday's photo walk.
And I'm looking at one right now.
No. I'm just a Fuji. I'm a Fuji fanatic.
Yeah. You go all in with what brand you're using, because what else are you going to do? You're not going to, you know, just half-ass, you know,
anything.
Do anything on the brand you're using. I would think.
I'm curious if there's any other
if there's any other groups that are out there that are, you know, brand specific. There's groups, and I know there are. There's Facebook groups, but saying
there has to be.
Is
right?
Is there a group of people that go shoot together or talk to each other? Of course, I don't think there's anybody in Oklahoma. I would doubt there's anybody in Oklahoma that uses Voxer like we do.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
The Voxer app. I think we've probably talked about it before. But we have tribes, we call them, on Voxer that we talk to each other pretty much every day. Robert does, but he talks to himself. But
Robert talks to himself a lot.
But no, it's a great. I'm going to put out a video here pretty soon on our YouTube channel, that on our weeklies, which mine has not been weekly; it's been monthly, if that.
I haven't been very weekly, but I have a new one coming up. So if you're listening to this episode tonight, that's going to go out live on Sunday. There will be a new one that I'm cranking out on Wednesday. It's scheduled for Wednesday to go out.
Oh, great. So, yes, I'm going to put one out that talks about Voxer, the app, and the benefits and what it's done for me and my life. So, it's going to get deep, but, I mean, that's what it's done for me.
It's going to get deep?
Yeah.
But, Voxer deep.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, brand specific, is there a Nikon group that's a bunch of people that love to get together and talk Nikon, or, you know, they all use Nikon? You know what I'm saying. So
I think it'd be good. You know why I want to know? This is why I want to know.
Why do you want to know?
This is what I want to know, because I would like to get our Fuji fam. That's what we're called. You can look us up if you shoot Fuji. Now, you have to have a Fuji camera to be in our group in Oklahoma, and you have to be in Oklahoma. And we're called the Fuji fam of Oklahoma, okay? Fuji family.
We have some apparel.
We do have some apparel that's created by our wonderful Jim Felder.
Yeah, I've created an X-Pro3 body
and,
and the logo and an XT3.
And an XT3.
But they're not up yet. I've got to put those up.
But we're going to put those links in the show notes, right? We'll have those done, maybe? Yeah.
Not tonight.
In show notes.
No.
No? Show notes? Okay.
That'll take a while.
All right, so go
to the... I can put one shirt up.
We can put one shirt up, and maybe what we'll do is we'll put those up. You can put those up on the PhotoFacts Podcast Facebook group page or Facebook page. Right. So we'll add those in there. So the reason I want to know is I think it'd be really cool to go back to the Dust Bowl where we recorded one of our video episodes and do a bowl off between all of the branded camera groups.
Yeah.
So Fuji Fam is calling out those Nikon, Sony, and Canon users. And if there happens to be one or two Pentax or Linux, Lumix.
They have to join up together.
Yeah, they have to join up together.
So what is it? You can have as many as you want on a team, right?
Well, yeah. I think most of the teams are like three to five.
Yeah, 3 to 5, yeah. So we could, ooh, dude, this could be huge.
It could be pretty fun. A bowl off. A bowl off.
That sounds weird when you say it over and over. But the chamber has done bowling, but they called it something else, a bowling for charity or bowling for something. Anyway, so we could have a bowling thing and the brands against each other.
I think it'd be good. So we should make it interesting. So like we could pick in our group. I think we have like either 70 or 80 members in our group of Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Well, some of those people are actually from out of state that I kind of had joined.
Really? Oh, God.
Well, like Jackie is the
Fuji person.
She's a Fuji person.
Fuji rep.
Yeah, and Jameson Ford's in there.
They're in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
We have some folks on there from Bedford so they can watch us and make sure we don't get out of hand just for fun.
Oh, okay.
But they did shoot Fuji. And it would be fun to get, let's say, a crew together of the like top 5 to 6 bowlers, and then each bowler crank in $5 into a pot. Whichever group has the biggest score gets to take the pot home, buy some more equipment.
That's cool.
I think that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
That's a great idea, Robert. How come you didn't tell me about this before? I just found out about it.
I just invented it.
Okay, just tonight.
Just tonight.
Okay.
While I was in the shower.
But, okay, so I just come up with this just now in my head.
All right, tell me, in your head.
You know how sometimes we try to do a cook-off or cookout, like a PhotoFact cookout? We've only done one.
It was pretty awesome.
And we tried to get another one going, but... What was the problem with that? We didn't get participation, or what was that? I don't remember. Anyway,
so I don't remember. I don't remember why.
Instead of doing a cookout, we just get a bowling thing together. Go bowling.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
PhotoFacts bowling. Anybody interested? Yeah. Leave comments below.
Yeah, and I was just telling my daughter, hey, this is for you, listeners. I was just talking to my daughter about how our listeners are very dedicated. And when we do Facebook Lives, they come in, they're all about the Facebook Live. But when we ask you for feedback or emails or voicemail,
we get hang on, do we have it here?
No, that's not it.
No.
Yeah, that's about it.
There you go.
There we go. That's what we get.
That's our listeners. You know what?
But anyway.
Can we keep talking about our listeners and come up with a name for them? Maybe we need to call them crickets.
The PhotoFacts crickets.
PhotoFacts crickets.
We love our crickets.
We love our crickets. Come pet your crickets.
We really do love our crickets. We just wish you would send us something.
Yeah, we'd love to have some more feedback.
Email, twins at PhotoFactsPodcast.com. Just say hi. That would just tickle my fancy. It would.
Oh my God, dude, that was. I'm getting ready to throw up. No, because I ate so much and I'm sitting here coughing.
Oh, and it makes you all come up. Yeah, I got it.
That sounds like another T-shirt that Jim Felder needs to design.
You're getting ready to puke?
No, tickle my fancy.
Tickle my fancy? Well, my grandma used to say that. I've said that for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude, that's hilarious.
Because I'll say, hey, does that tickle your fancy?
Does that tickle your fancy?
It does.
It does. Because Jim is a fancy tickler.
Hey, you didn't have any beer. I had 2.
Oh, my God. I didn't need a beer.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, All right. So before we go on to our marketing thing, that's a great idea. So we want our crickets to chime in and let us know if you're interested in getting together for a Photo Facts Podcast Bowl Off. And if you are another branded group in Oklahoma with Nikon, Canon, Sony, Lumix, Pentax, Olympus is I've seen actually quite a few Olympus, a lot more than
I've heard. I've heard a lot more Olympus than.
But Sony, like, dude, there's like everywhere.
But Lumix is the Panasonic.
Is it Panasonic?
Yeah.
So the camera says Lumix. It doesn't say Panasonic on it, or is that just okay?
Yeah.
So it's like the Sony Alpha. Like Alpha's the camera, but Sony's the maker. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, no. Sony says on the camera. Sony.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know how that works. But that would be kind of interesting to see. But anyway, we'll get you guys a link so you guys can see some of the wonderful artwork that Jim designs.
Yeah, if you're a Fuji user and you want some apparel, I even have bedspreads or comforters or bags, phone cases, all kinds of stuff.
Shower curtains? You got any shower curtains?
Shower curtains, yes.
You do have shower curtains.
I even have leggings. Yeah.
You have, dude.
Fuji Fam leggings.
Well, with all the stuff that I have going on, do they have any compression socks? Like, I'm serious. Like, no. They don't? No. Okay.
They have socks. They don't have compression socks.
I need compression socks. Doctor told me I had to get some.
I think they have some, don't hold me to this, but they may have a dry fit shirt. I don't think they do, but I there's something, there's different kinds of shirts you can buy.
I'll have to look into that.
There's black shirts and white shirts. Everything's black and white.
So here's your challenge, because Ken Martin,
yes,
friend of the show.
Mm-hmm. Nikon shooter.
So he actually had another designer, Savannah, design him a shirt.
Yes, yes.
Did you see his shirt?
I did.
It's so you really know what cool. I'm, do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a 750 on there, isn't it?
I don't. No. I think it's a Z6.
Oh, that's right. Z7. He got the
Z7. Yeah. Okay. But she did the back of the camera on the back of the shirt.
Yes. Yeah. That's really cool.
I thought that was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you just do the whole Fuji Fam logo backwards on the back.
Nah.
No?
No.
Because that way you could see it in the rearview mirror when you're running away from the crime scene.
No, but you have a choice of printing it on the front or the back. That when you check out, you can say, I want it on the back.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's not just one or the other.
I don't know if you can have both. I don't know.
That would be a special thing. All right, you'll look into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get ready to dive in to, our last episode of marketing.
This podcast is sponsored by Rode Microphones, the Australian pro audio powerhouse making incredible gear for podcasters, vloggers, filmmakers, musicians, and audio engineers.
So anyway, so I'm going to talk about, I had a meeting with a couple people, two different careers. I mean, they're two different, what do you call it?
Professions.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I met with them as a one-to-one meeting, you know, just to be networking, right? And because they both offered to help me do some better marketing, do some more.
So you did like a one-on-one, like networking. You talked about your photography. They talked about what they did.
Yes.
You guys kind of like brainstormed how each other's profession could help the other.
Cool. That's exactly right. Yeah. So one of the things was I'm going to eventually, all of this stuff is when I get to it kind of thing. But this stuff needs to happen. You know, this marketing stuff, I've got to keep it going. I've got to continue and not stop, you know.
Oh, no, I completely understand.
There's a whole bunch of stuff here. Like, you need a system. You need a schedule.
You need
on your calendar, and you need to treat these things, and I'm saying for myself too, you need to treat these things as clients. When it's on the calendar and it's a meeting, it's set at a certain time, make it happen, because you wouldn't do that to a client, would you? No. You would make it happen, right? You would show up and you would make things happen. So
yeah, I think having a schedule is really important, because if we just have a list and we don't dedicate time to it,
yeah,
it's too easy to get wrapped up in your business, working on client work, but not looking at the new client work that's coming in.
So, exactly. Yeah. So one of the things was, meet once a month with local in businesses, you know, local in the industry.
So it's another marketing through networking, basically.
Yeah, so basically I would reach out to a company, whether it's real estate or whatever, and just kind of do a presentation, you know, say, here's what I do, here's what I have to offer. And it doesn't have to be all about you. It could just be like, for example, at a realtor broker's office, you would come in and talk for 5 or 10 minutes about you, and then it's during their regular meeting. You know, so a lot of
All right. So you're not, because I've always had a concern about that, I guess, on my part more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Like if someone comes to the studio or comes to my house or meets me outside, don't sell me anything. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Don't come up like, hey, dude. And I hate
you mean the cold calling.
Yeah, like the cold calling.
Yeah.
And especially when they give you the misleading questions.
Yes.
Like, hey, Jim, are you happy with your current income level?
Yes, I know.
Who's going to say yes?
I know.
Sometimes, you know, I've actually just said yes just to piss them off. Like, oh, my God, dude. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for someone to help me because I'm making way too much money. And their eyes get real big, and they're like, well, wait a minute. What are you selling?
right, yeah. Well, it is hard to cold call, that, especially for a guy like me. It's hard to do that, like just walk in and say, hey. You know, it's tough because – rejection, you know?
Yeah, rejection, self-confidence. I mean, then, and no one really wants to talk to you.
No.
They got their stuff going. So you're talking about like getting with, because you do a lot of real estate photography. That's your main topic, your main drive. So you're talking about maybe reaching out to
a broker,
and maybe say, hey, Cheryl Moser, which is a friend of
Cheryl
ours.
Cheryl Moser, Wonder Woman Homes, yeah.
And saying, hey, at the next sales meeting or training meeting you're gonna have, I'd love to have 5 minutes to pitch them what I do and maybe provide some kind of help for what they're doing.
Think about how many brokers there are in the city, you know, all around. I could do it all week.
Give us a rough estimate. How many do you think?
I don't even know. I don't have any idea.
1,000? 2,000?
Possibly, yeah, because it doesn't have to be like the Remax or the Keller Williams. Cheryl is her own broker. She's a broker, but she doesn't have a, you know, big office. You like a big, you know, like Keller Williams. But we could arrange.
You know, I don't want to get too far off topic, but honestly, I mean, I've done some real estate houses before. Right. What is a broker compared to an agent?
Well, the broker, I don't know.
Okay. It's okay.
The broker is basically paying all the bills, I guess, and they have all the, they have people under them or working for them. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass. But
No, I was curious because I hear those terms dropped a lot around real estate, and I always imagine the broker being some like overweight guy in the back with a big cigar telling everybody to hurry up and sell a house.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Yeah, but they have to take a test, and they have to get, you know, not certified, but they have to take a test to be a broker, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Okay, good. All right, so marketing through networking with other professions.
Yeah, also find other businesses that will be good for references. Like, you know, people that that's a note to me. I need to go back and look through my companies that I've worked with, but clients, and ask for a good reference to be able to say, hey, you know, I need a good reference for such and such, you know, and I have never thought about that before, you know.
So are you talking about, I guess you're talking about reaching out to past customers, looking for a reference.
If somebody asks, hey, do you have any referral, you have any, references or to that trust you, that have used you, what's their, you know, what do they have to say about you? You know, was it good? Was it?
Okay, so are you talking about getting this to put on your website? Like, this is what the person said about me? Or are you asking them to pass your name on to someone else? Is that what that is?
No, it's more like if someone asks, you know, honestly, I don't take good notes, but it's but I'm assuming it was to put on my website or I don't know. I have to ask.
No, because I think the website thing is good. And
I've got a bunch of testimonials. I've got 5-star reviews on Google, but I think that was more trying to get references from clients that I could use in other in future meetings or something.
Okay, cool. No. I like it. All right.
I'm just basically looking at my notes here. That's all. Okay, I wanted to say I've got a little quote here that's kind of cool. Like if someone says, like if you reach out to somebody and they say, "Oh no, we've already got a photographer, or we've already got somebody in house or whatever." And what's cool, it's funny to say, it makes me laugh because it's kind of cool. But it's like, okay, well that's fine. I don't mind being number two. You know, I don't mind being number three. So
yeah,
put me on the list.
Get me on the list.
Yeah. So that's kind of a cool thing.
That is a good comeback.
So here's one. You know, I've always talked about the chamber, right?
Yes, Chamber of Commerce.
I'm a member of the chamber, the Northwest OKC Chamber. Well, if you're not, what's wrong with my mic? Okay.
I just took my headphones off because it wasn't working.
Okay. Even if you're not a member of the local chamber, there are lots of events and networking events that they do that you don't have to be a member for. So find out your local chamber.
Really?
Yeah. Like this one here, they have community coffees in the morning at 8 o'clock, and it's basically a networking thing. That's all it's for.
Hang on one second, because you've never told me this.
Oh, sure I have. Yes, I have.
No. You've told me about community coffee with the chamber. You didn't tell me I could go as a non-member.
Okay, I apologize.
You didn't want me there, did you?
That is totally not true.
Because you didn't want me showing up with my Fuji Fam logo t-shirt.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Anyway, yeah, so you can go to these events that I've went to the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber, and went to a networking event and actually met some people, and I got work from it. It was at an event that they held at a local restaurant / bar, and you just go in there and talk to people. That's all it is. You stand around and talk, and that's been helpful. And the community coffees, they're hosted by a local business, and they change it all the time. You go in, they have some breakfast, you know, finger food kind of stuff. Now
hang on, is this free?
Yes, free.
So I can go and get coffee and food,
yes,
for free and have the chance.
And possibly win a prize because they give away prizes from that local business.
Shut the front door, Jim Felder. I think that's the best information you give on this podcast in a year.
Well,
you've been holding that baby back, haven't you?
I'm sorry. I thought I mentioned that, but...
Well, no. You have mentioned the community coffees. You've actually mentioned it several times in Voxers with me.
Yeah.
But I thought you had to be a member.
No, you can go for free.
It's an open membership?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so hang on.
And you get like a 10-second ad. Like, you go around the room and you say who you are. Like, they go, like, we're talking like 30 to 50 people each time. And you go around the room. Hi, I'm Jim Felder, Jim Felder Photography. You go around the room. If there's not a lot of people, you have a little more time to say what you do. But most of the time, it's just you go around. And so what I've done is if I hear someone that's a realtor or somebody that I might want to work with, I go after the thing and I go reach out to them. I
mean, you make a beeline right to them.
That's right. And you know, it's kind of awkward at first. You go and you for me, you know, if you're by yourself and you just kind of look for people to go talk with. You walk up and there's people already talking. You don't want to butt in, but you have to. You kind of walk up and stand there and wait for the opportunity to speak. They'll go, "Hey, how's it going? I'm Jim, blah 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 blah." And here's the key thing though. Do not go to these community coffees with a handful of business cards and then walk through and hand your business cards out and turn around and leave. That's not what it's for.
That's not good etiquette.
That's not good etiquette, and it's stupid. I mean, they're not going to, you know, who is this guy? If you make an impression with the conversation, there you go. You've made a sale.
You know, I love it when you get passionate about this because you really get animated and you start staring me right in the eyeball like you're burning a hole right through my soul. You're like, oh, I love it. That's awesome.
Because I've seen it happen for me, you know.
Really? Have you seen people do that? Come in, just hand cards and walk out?
I haven't personally. I'm saying I've seen things happen good, like positive for me by doing those things. But I've also been to a networking boot camp, too, where they tell you all these things, do's and don'ts.
What?
Free.
Oh, dude.
Free.
I'm afraid
Sandler
now.
Sandler training.
I don't even want to put this on the podcast, honestly.
Why?
I kind of want to keep this to ourselves. Because I'm sitting here thinking, now do all the other chambers do something similar?
I can only imagine that they do.
We should look into that, because we could have free coffee and breakfast 5 days a week. We just block off our schedule not to start till like 10 o'clock
now,
in the morning.
I don't know if the greater chamber does it, but I would imagine they do.
We need to go. Me and you need to go. We'd be like wedding crashers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The movie where they go crash the weddings?
Yeah.
We just start crashing all the free events at Chamber of Commerce and get food and drink.
I'm shocked that you don't do it more, Robert. Don't do it at all, because you are such a talker. You talk. Nobody will have a chance to talk.
They don't let me in anymore. They block me, dude. They won't even tell me where the events are anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good point that you brought up, because last year in December, I decided, and I'm not going to say the name of the group, okay? So if you want to ask me, you can send me a private email later. Send me an email to twins@photofaxpodcast.com. I wanted to get more involved. Now, I have worked with other chambers, not yours, but other chambers of towns I've been in, and it hasn't worked out very well for me. It wasn't a great fit.
Yeah.
They really kind of used our... they kind of use our skill set as photographers to help them do a whole bunch of stuff. And I didn't feel like I was part of the group.
Right.
I guess that's a good word.
Yeah.
Like, there was a good old boy system going on that I wasn't privy to.
Uh-huh.
I was welcome to come there as long as I was giving them free photos. But then it was like, I didn't get anything in return. So we just dropped that. So last year I decided, you know, Jim's been pretty successful with this chamber thing and the networking. I'm going to go ahead and pay money and I'm going to join this network group that has been emailing me every month for 2 years.
Whoa.
And even giving me free tickets, and I haven't been able to go. I thought,
you haven't made yourself go.
That's true. I haven't made myself go. So I decided, they sent me this one. They're like, hey, listen, you know, it's been 2 years, we've been bugging you, haven't made it to any of our events. We don't want to, you know, keep wasting our time on you. I mean, that's not what they said,
right.
But you know, we want you to join, and if you're not able to, it's okay. You know, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a really smoking good deal. Cost me like $100 for the year, okay, to have access to this group. And again, I'm not going to mention who it is. So I paid the $100. And it's on my to-do at the beginning of every month to go to the website and to look at the events, okay? They don't have an event until April, and it's a webinar.
Oh, yuck.
So I'm like going, huh. So I feel like you guys like left me hanging. So yes, I'm going to have to go do some of the chamber stuff, because that sounds great.
The thing about, I know that for the Northwest OKC Chamber, is they're heavy on the small business. They're really heavy on that, because, and a community. They're all about all the political stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff they do for the business. I don't know for the greater Oklahoma City. I would imagine that's the case with them too. I don't know, but I know that some people that are in it or were in it, it's so big, it's just big. It's I guess you can't help but have clicks, you know?
Right.
Because
I mean,
it's
that's
so big.
But that's human nature, though.
Right.
That really is.
But with small one, you know, you get where you know people. You know a lot of people. I don't know everybody, because you know we get new members and stuff. But,
and it takes time.
Oh,
too.
It sure does. Yeah, but. Anyway, I was going to go on another tangent. So,
oh, go ahead.
Here's another
tangent up.
So here's a cool. You have a hunter mode when you're trying to reach out to companies, right? You go into
hunter mode. Hunter mode.
And
okay.
You have farmer mode. Okay.
Whoa, hang on. Let me write this down. Hunter mode and farmer mode.
Right. Hunter mode is when you go when you need to make quick money. You go and start cold calling to make quick money. That's hunter mode.
Okay.
Okay. Farmer mode is you move a little slower. It means less or slower income. You know, it's like you move slower. So, are you in hunter mode or are you in farmer mode?
Baby, I'm in hunter mode all the time.
Are you?
I feel like I am. Yeah.
Yeah, but are you cold calling people?
I am cold emailing people.
Right. Okay. That's good.
So, I mean, it's not. I mean, I can go back to the whole thing of marketing to this one construction company that I went 17 times. out of the 17 times, 10 times I took donuts.
Wow.
And every single time they kept saying no and no and no. And they're the reason I actually got my drone license.
Yes.
They're the reason I did. Still have not worked with them a single time. And another friend of ours that you know, Jamie Joe, made a comment of like, quit going back. It's time to move on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. You know, 17 times, buddy. That's a lot.
Well, it's a really nice facility. The guy was really sweet. I mean, he didn't like kick me out on my ear. But
was he sweet on you?
Oh, don't get jealous, Jim. Oh. You'll always be my first.
Oh.
All right, so those are the two modes.
Yeah.
It sounds like farmer mode is more of a, more like you maybe have planted seeds and networked and you've built a relationship.
Or
and then you can kind of like prepare the crops to be.
Yeah, but
maybe,
it also could be looked at as a negative. Are you in farmer mode, Robert? You know, are you sitting around?
You're waiting for something to happen?
Yeah. That's me.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have anything to talk about, but I'm going to go ahead and continue on with these notes because these notes are for me to use to
for
do,
yours.
To
do well, let me just jump in sure. for a little bit because you got some really good information.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
I wanted to just clarify.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to clarify for my thought because I think maybe new people are going through the same issue. So marketing is it's a big thing. When we use the word marketing, I think it encompasses so many different things.
It does, right.
Social media, print media, direct marketing, networking.
Right.
Ultimately, the entire objective of marketing is to close a sale.
Right. Yeah.
So we're either closing the sale by bringing them to our website, letting them see who we are, and making that them calling us. So it involves branding, social media, networking that you're doing a great job of. So it has to do a lot. But one thing that I find a lot of people, myself included, trust me, I am not immune to this. When it comes to marketing is we're not steady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we'll get geared up. It's like, oh, my God, end of the month is closed. The quarterly taxes are due. My God, things are rough. And, man, I'll just throw a lot of energy into marketing. I'll start putting a lot of social media out there. I'll start doing some phone calls with past clients.
Yeah.
And then once you start getting that work in, now you're too damn busy.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just falls off. And right. then you get all that work done. You get the invoices done. You pay your bills. And it's like, holy crap, I don't have any money again. And then you go do it. And it's this cycle that goes up and down. So I think that for new people out there, or even seasoned ones like us, is like you said, was to make a plan where you're doing a little bit every single day. Because if you drop off, especially social media, for a few weeks, or heaven forbid, a few months, because you have a life event going on, like you had a baby, or you're getting married, or you're kids going to college or something like that, it's really hard to get that ball rolling again and get back in the groove of things.
Right.
I mean, even my December, I had a lot of health issues in December. Man, getting that ball spinning again it's difficult, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
So I think that you're very correct. These ideas that you have from these folks is some excellent ideas, but it's all about doing something every day or every other day to keep that ball going.
Yeah, systematic.
Yeah, you know? Yes. Yeah, let me write that down. Systematic. So, but no, share some more. I just wanted to clarify that the marketing is slightly different than advertising.
Yes, slightly.
Because I feel that advertising is always a lie. It is.
Why?
Well, because advertising, so I think that we're a little unique as photographers versus like a business that has products for sale, widgets.
Yes, right.
Okay. You can go into a store, you can look at the widget, you can play with the widget, you can feel the weight of it, and then they hit you with the price, and then you say, well, hey, this widget is worth the price they're asking. But us, we're asking them to pay us money on something hasn't been created yet.
Yes, that's yeah.
So when it comes to advertising, we're sitting like, hire Jim Felder, hire Robert Trawick, because we're the best at real estate photography. But we're having to gauge it on what people have talked about or done before in the past, because I haven't created a product for you.
Here's something I just thought of just while you were saying okay. that.
And that's what this works for.
Yeah. So, and I would hope that there's not anybody out there that would do this. Okay. I can only hope. Right. But in the past, I don't know specifics on who has done this. But I
because we don't know.
I've been in the news.
You've been.
No.
Oh,
I have.
Jim has been in the news.
No, I have heard the news and read about it and everything. That there's photographers out there that will use another photographer's images.
Oh yeah,
to promote themselves.
That's been a lot.
Or just to put on their website.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And that. That not only is obviously illegal, but it's really stupid.
It's a big misrepresentation.
You're setting yourself up
for failure.
For failure, you know, because if you're not that good and you don't deliver those images like that style or whatever, that quality, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, you're just an idiot if you're doing that shit.
No, you have a really good point. And sometimes the
and that has to do with marketing.
I don't even know the word, but I guess the brazenness? My words escape me.
Brash?
Just the balls know. That people have to come up with stuff. Today on my reading, I read, and I didn't share this with you yet, and it's very disturbing. There was a photographer that's arrested in the UK that has ran a fake model agency for 2 years. And got these big casting calls and these girls to come out and basically sleep with him.
Oh.
And he's taken advantage of them for 2 years.
Now, has he got them gigs or?
No. No gigs.
So it's just so completely 2 years worth of different people.
Of different people coming and going.
So the other girls that have already gone through the whole process are just not getting any gigs, and they're assuming that that's just how it goes.
And they've been, been abused sexually, et cetera. I mean, I kind of skimmed it over a little bit, and I was very distaste with the article. I'm like, it's kind of a long tangent,
mm-hmm.
and it is horrible, horrible what this guy has put these girls through. Right. Absolutely horrible. No excuse.
Right.
But on the other hand, how good of a marketer is this guy that he convinces people to come be at a casting call? What is he doing? Is he's got to be using other photographers' images. I mean, it's a complete sham.
Yeah. It makes me curious, you know, what did he do? How good was it?
I'll send you the article. Yeah. But, you know, you had a good point, because there are photographers out there that are starting out, and they may not have evil intentions like that, but they just need a little leg up. They need a couple of images on their website, because I haven't shot a wedding, but I want to shoot weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that honesty in that marketing avenue is a lot better than trying to be dishonest and deceive a client, because I think ultimately it would really go bad for you.
Oh yeah.
It would be bad. Okay. So we're kind of getting long on time.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do is let's both hit like, what is our number one way to market that has been good for us to get clients? What would you say?
Meeting people in person.
All
that's
right.
For me.
All right.
And
wow.
That's something that I need to do more. Because, you know, you can post ads all day long on Instagram, or even post things on Instagram. You're just basically you're saying, I'm going to open the door and hopefully somebody will walk through it. You know,
that's
and,
true.
And I'm
that's
guilty.
True.
I'm guilty.
No, that's but
I'm, you know, it's hard. True. It's hard to just pick yourself up and go and meet somebody. And of course, you know, you can set up you don't have to cold call them, you know, just get in touch with them, try to reach out to them and say, hey, let's get together and we can talk, you know, whatever. And the good thing is, let's do that rather than Can I come to your office and let's, you know, I want to sell myself. It's more, hey, and it's better if you meet them in a, oh, it's easier. I'll say it's easier if you meet them in another way, like in a meeting or a casual thing. Casual type thing. And then you can say, hey, let's meet up for coffee or whatever.
Right.
Rather than calling them and say, hey, I would like to meet with you. You know, it's like, who is this guy? I don't know who this guy is.
You know, but when you say,
he just broke his pen.
I just broke my pen.
And this is the Apple pencil.
It is. It's the Apple pencil.
Ouch.
It'll be all right. I need to get a new one anyway. When you're saying that, I keep going back to that episode with James Pratt where we were being all cocky because this has been like 2 years ago and we were talking about finding the ideal client. Remember how everybody was all kicked up on the ideal client is 35 years old? No. The ideal client is whoever's got money that appreciates what I got and they're willing to spend it now.
Yeah.
And James says, I know exactly who my client is. Do you remember that episode? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're like, you don't know shit. What are you talking about, James? They're like, yeah, I go to the bookstore. I look at the magazines I like. I open it up. I look at who the photo editor is. That's my client. And that's who I market to. And I just thought that was absolutely brilliant.
Well, I mean, you know, and I guess it's kind of easy for me. My ideal client is people that need headshots. I mean, pretty much everybody, you know.
Everybody needs headshots.
Even though my real estate, you know, is a lot of my income, you know, it's not really an ideal client because they're so inconsistent. You know, it's
the headshots the
real estate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a roller coaster ride. You never know if you're going to have a week's worth of sitting at home waiting or doing what you should be doing or if you're going to be shooting, you know, it's where it's pretty similar with headshots. But if you're out there, you know, photography in general is that way. You know, you really you've just got to keep working. You just got to keep going and getting the business.
It is. It's a kind of a speculation type thing.
Yeah.
But I wanted to jump in before we keep on going too much further that talking about James Pratt.
Right, right.
Happy birthday, James.
Oh, yeah.
He's turning 60.
60, the 6-0.
I have. I didn't look that good at 20.
Yeah. You're looking good, man.
Yeah, he's doing fantastic. So, hello, James Pratt. Hopefully, we can have him on the podcast again really soon. So, meeting in person is going to be your one.
Yeah. What about you?
You know, I think that different methods work. I don't, not inconsistently, but like, you know, you could do the meeting in person. It works good one day.
Right.
Next month, it doesn't work. So I have a hard time. I really have a hard time picking one. But if I had to pick one that has worked, I think, well for us, it is contacting previous clients.
Mm, yeah.
They're already aware of our work. They know how we operate. And either they're going to like you or not like me. So if I contact someone and there wasn't a good closure for them, then it's not going to happen. But if it is a client that worked really well, I just feel that that's going to give me, I'm already ahead of trying to find a new client that doesn't know me if I try and get one that has already used me in the past. But obviously, you know, you can't go shoot the same family every single month.
Right.
So you're relying on them having other photography needs.
A good indicator of that is when they unsubscribe from your email list.
Yeah. Ross Benton, which is a friend and mentor of mine, he told me when I first got my first couple of unsubscribed, dude, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was upset.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's good. And I'm like, are you a fucking moron? I really got I can feel myself right now kind of bowing up because that really hurt me.
Yeah.
And he says, no, he says, you're not going to appeal to everybody. So if they unsubscribe, that way you're just not wasting your time on them.
Yeah.
And at the time I was using the free version of MailChimp that was limited to 2,000 emails. So if they got off, that just gave more room for someone that might be interested in.
Yeah, that's right.
And that worked out pretty good. Okay, well, this has been a great episode, and this kind of closes out our month of marketing. And we had
Jamie Cobb. We had Swink. What's her name?
Oh my God.
That's terrible. Do we need to look it up? I'm so sorry. I just looked it up just earlier before we started recording.
I think it starts with the J's. Oh, Leslie.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry. My friend. Yes. Leslie Swink.
We can't. Swink. They Swink. Can't hear you because you're so far away from the podcast mics.
It's okay. We got it. Leslie Swink.
Oh, here she comes. Hang on.
My friend, Leslie Swink.
Is it Swink?
It's Swink.
So what? Zwink Social Co. Oh, so that's
Zwink
it. That's
Social
it.
Co. So we had Leslie Swink. Really? Is it Swink? Swink. It's spelled with an S. Okay.
Anyway. It's with a Z. It's spelled with a Z.
No. You put Swink.
What?
Right there, Swink. Okay. Anyway.
Is it with a Z? No. Oh, okay. I did it right.
But she's saying Swink. Swink. Swink.
Leslie Swink. It's like S-W-I-N-K, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Maybe her name, Leslie, is with a Z. What? Something is with a Z.
It's with her name, Leslie. Yeah, Leslie.
Okay,
Leslie.
But it has a Z in it, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Sorry,
I mean,
folks.
I've taken a lot of medicine, but my God, I knew there was a Z in there somewhere.
Yeah, sorry, we don't edit, so you have to listen to that. So we had, is that what you were asking me? Jamie, Leslie, and we had Matt Miller. For
I'm not sure February. If Matt talked too much about marketing.
No, we didn't.
We talked about a lot of stuff. Matt is definitely funny. Be sure to come out and see him at PhotoCon. And then whenever you see Matt at PhotoCon, ask him who his favorite alien species is.
Yeah. So for March, we don't have any. Well, we may have a guest planned already.
Well, we do have PhotoCon going on at the end of March.
That's true.
But before that, we will probably get one or two guest speakers.
Yeah.
I met a young lady Thursday night that I'd love to have come on, but I really think I want her after PhotoCon.
And we'll be talking about education again.
Yes.
Relating to photography, obviously. So
yes, education is be about March. Talking about photography, where's the good place to get educated? Is education worth the money? Is it worth the investment?
Yep.
Because there's a lot of education out there.
Yeah, there is a lot of it. Even one-on-one.
Even one-on-ones, which we both do. So go check out our website.
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for sharing your February with us. And we will see you in March.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.